Thanks for
Don't
calling
call
Customer Support.
assistance.
Nigeria speaking. How may I help you?
Good afternoon. My name is Sarah, and I'm calling from the State Employees Federal Credit Union, Albany, New York. How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
I am well. I am calling with one of my cardholders on the line who sees transactions on her account that she doesn't recognize. We're really hoping you can help us with this.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And what's that zip code so I can assess your account?
Suzanne, can you provide your information so she can look you up and we can get this resolved for you?
Yes, the account, the question was what state I was in.
Your zip
She wants
code.
the zip
Could you
code.
12193 was where I was.
First and last name.
Suzanne Kuiper.
All right, yes. And it does show that you did order our skincare cream and our skincare serum.
Okay, that's the part we're disagreeing on. I was supposed to be sent two free samples, and I was billed with for them for the shipping, and then enrolled in some sort of high transaction continuum that I have no idea about.
Okay, yes, it does show that you paid for shipping and handling on February 3rd, $4.95 and $5.95. And on February 23rd, you billed the full price for those because you didn't call any cancel after your 14-day trial was up, stated under the terms and conditions on the website. If you don't call any
Well,
cancel,
I didn't.
your account will be billed the full price for that.
No, this is totally wrong because, first of all, I did it over the phone, so I wasn't even on the web, and I did not agree to any signing up to anything. These were supposed to be free gifts from Bath and Body, and they were not free, and they caught me in some sort of loop that I did not agree with. So I need to get off of this. You've charged me $200 for something I have not received, and I don't care for this kind of business.
Okay, well, it does show that for the 205 shipment that it was delivered on February 8th at 1:32 p.m. And for the other one, the 323rd, that one is still pending, so that one is still in transit.
All right, cancel that.
All right. Well, I
There's
can get that account
two
canceled
bills
out
on there.
for you. Yes, I can get that account canceled out for you.
And we would respectfully request a courtesy refund of all charges.
Of all charges.
Please.
All right, can you hold for me?
Thank you.
She only said one. There's two. Okay.
Only sent one.
No, they sent two.
They sent two.
And one of them was one that I didn't want. I
Okay.
wanted something from Bath and Body. That is. And I think we would be
That's one.
I trust the dead body. I learned the hard way.
while we're waiting, can you change her address?
No, I cannot. We can't discuss that at this time. We are not actually on hold. As a rule, when there's no hold music, we're usually just muted, so I can't discuss any account information on a conference call.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for being so wise. I am learning in the School of Hard Knocks today, and I appreciate you.
No worries. We'll do everything we can to get you taken care of.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for holding for me, ma'am. I did just speak with my supervisor, and she said I can offer you a 35% refund on the most recent charges, which is the $94.90 and the $85.90.
Okay, we would respectfully request 50% of the initial charge from the trial and an RMA number for the packages that were shipped for a full refund upon return of the merchandise.
Okay, well, I can do you a 50% refund on the most recent ones, which is $94.90 and the $85.90.
How does she go ahead and if you just shipped out the product on 3/23, she should be able to return that within the 30 days for a full refund. So I, again, would respectfully request that the previous charges be refunded at 50% and an RMA number be provided for the most recent shipment.
All right, can you hold for me?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you for holding for me. Any other charges, I would have to just transfer you to a supervisor. The only charges I can handle is the most recent charges, so I will be transferring you.
Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Hey, that's so good.
He's just following me. sorry, folks. As you can tell, I'm working from home. I have a new puppy and a 14-year-old who's homeschooling. So forgive the background noise from my end. It's just other stuff going on in the background.
Hey, we're totally familiar with all of those things. I just really appreciate you. Oh, man.
No worries. I'm happy to help.
Well, thank you.